live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, once again, what is a targeted individual? Part 2. We've already discussed the secret rating system that is starting to embody itself in the United States, as it already has in China. We'll discuss that in a few minutes. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, at the top of the page, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, and a brief message. Or you can call me at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance, so I would start Monday if I were you to make your request. And make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Any other pertinent information that you need is available at targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page, you will see Protest 2019. Click on that, and all of the information you will ever need is there. Okay, targeting is starting to emerge. Finally, it's starting to emerge. Okay, we have a caller, Catherine from Georgia. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yes, thank you, Frank. Can you help me with that problem I discussed the last time?
Oh, yes, drafted and ready to go.
All right, and you have that second, the second mailing.
Yes,
address.
I do.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I believe that's the only way my friend is going to understand how bad this is. All right.
Yeah, I've put several links in there as well. to our site and Targeted Justice's site, so they can get actually a very wide range of answers from both sites.
Okay. I really appreciate that because this is just so severe. I know there's only that I can, the only thing I can do is treat my symptoms. I know we don't have any doctors in the U.S. It's only Ontario, Canada that they have doctors now. And, but it is very important, you know, that our friends or family, that they understand that this is real. So I appreciate your help very much. Yes, it is.
It's my pleasure.
You can get that. You can send that immediately, right?
Yes, I can.
All right. And thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And
everyone who learns about targeting is one more person that can tell so many more.
Yes. And they're going to be opening up more. Yep. All right.
Okay. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much,
I'm going
Catherine.
To be listening. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty. That's Catherine from Georgia. We're helping her get the word out to the people that have to have it in her case. Okay, in the post September 11th era, the Security Service stalking situation represents a state of emergency that requires people from every walk of life, including those with integrity within our intelligence agencies and all security service organizations, to see through the very fear that arises in the face of such a grotesque problem and leverage that seeing, to let this fear give wings to your innate evolutionary impulse to evolve to your truest, deepest, most genuine self, the self within you know that knows no fear. The targeted individual phenomena thus is founded not only on the ignorance of the public at large, but also with the complicity of people in the know who are forced to stand down while these stalking crimes occur. They take root in the fear or having been compromised themselves. Hence, the engagement of the awakening community. And I did say awakening community, can also serve to push those of integrity within law enforcement and surveillance agencies to take the brave step of ending their complicity, whether by commission or omission, and accept whatever consequences a new choice to act with integrity may bring upon them. A targeted individual is someone who has been chosen to be the target of a varied and growing list of social, physical, and psychological attack tools, which include stalking, blacklisting, harassment, surveillance, just to name a few, as well as electronic frequency weapon attacks, of which There are several types outlined by Mr. McFarlane. These attacks are conducted sometimes 24/7 for one or more purposes, including personal vendettas, attempts to impede an individual's positive impact on society, or simply as experimentation to further an understanding of how to control and dominate a society at large. Hence, this seemingly eclectic group of people that McFarlane observes as the main targets. It is perpetrated against people who live their life with a high level of integrity. People who have a progressive or libertarian political and cultural orientation. People who possess extraordinary, atypical talents and potential that is seen by a security services leader to be a threat to their fascist notions of how society should be run and shaped. People who are sexually attractive to a security services leader. People who become the victims of medical, police, city, or state government fraud, especially if they pursue litigation and activism. People who have an independent and genuine interest in philosophy and spirituality. People who are famous that represent and advance a cultural and or social political perspective that is at odds with a security services leader's fascist cultural and social political orientation. People who run a business that is seen as a threat or desirable prey for intellectual property theft to a security services leader. People who are perceived by a security services leader as expendable for any number of arbitrary and fraudulent reasons. People who are vulnerable because of a handicap, isolation, or poverty, or people who arbitrarily happen to rub up against a security services leader amid the course of their everyday life in a way that is perceived to be offensive by this leader? One can surmise from this description that security services leaders are the local eyes and arms of the deep state within their particular regions of influence and responsibility. We can note that while there may be an overall mandate that dictates the types of people who will be targeted, there may be some level of arbitrariness in terms of the types of people that get targeted, all based on some personal connection to the security services leader in everyday life. Now, the targeted individuals of the United States and the world, because of their attacks, are some of the most informed people on the planet about is what is going on within your government. We know because we research every day. Everyone does. And we are learning things that we really don't want to see. One of McFarland's main observations about security service stalking is that after the September 11th attacks, it has grown from a very serious problem that was perpetrated against hundreds of thousands of people around the world into a wildly out of control and monstrous war, now carried out in an almost unimaginable high-tech extreme way against millions of people in the United States and millions more around the world. But there is an awakening. It is taking place every day. Every day, more people learn of the social credit system in China that has been adopted by the United States and has been operating since the year 2011. It doesn't matter if your credit is triple A. If you got an F on your report card when you were 6 years old, chances are you don't measure up. This has to be eliminated. It's a cancer, yet another cancer in this country that must be stopped. After the September 11th attacks, all intelligence agencies' budgets and staff doubled or tripled within about a year and have secretly merged at the highest levels and become networked under one global organizational superstructure for most of their activities. Additionally, the passage of numerous laws that suspend citizens' fundamental rights under the pretense of protecting citizens from terrorists, as well as extraordinary advancements. Thank you for listening, folks. God bless. We'll be right back.
State and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. Can you hear me?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
Good evening once again from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we are discussing What is a Targeted Individual, Part 2, and revisiting the secret rating system, born in China and being raised here, must be stopped. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. In addition to information of all kinds, you will find a whole page full of relevant PDF documents. Give it a look. In the navigation, go to contact information this time. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, and a short message, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715, access code 708 9222. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Okay, I'm going to run back one paragraph. In case you've just tuned in, we are discussing what a targeted individual is, who he is, who she is, what we are being denied, the terrible, ruthless, hideous attacks that we go through on a daily basis. Usually all the hours we are awake, and sometimes we are kept awake for days. I'm going to pick up just above where I left off. But the September 11th attacks spurred what is going on now. The roots are in 9/11. 3,000 people died there, and millions more are being attacked. After the September 11th attacks, all intelligence agencies' budgets and staff doubled or tripled within about a year and have secretly merged at the highest levels and become networked under one global organizational superstructure for most of their activities. Additionally, the passage of numerous laws that suspend citizens' fundamental rights under the pretense of protecting citizens from terrorists, as well as extraordinary advancements in technology, internet connectivity, and applications have networked and empowered these entities in previously unimaginable, powerful ways. And when I say unimaginable, what they do is beyond your wildest imagination and your wildest dreams. I recommend that people watch an older movie that came out in okay, folks, yeah. Thank you very much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And we have a lot of truth offer. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, what is a targeted individual? Part 2. And occasionally revisiting the secret rating system born in China and apparently being raised in the U.S. One could imagine that after 9/11, the deep state garnered a vast surplus of money and human resources for their surveillance intelligence agencies. And with this surplus, they would have been able to dramatically increase their experimentation with unsuspecting individuals within society by empowering local leaders to carry out these attacks on whomever they chose. They literally must have gained the funds to pay a dozen people or more at various levels within an operation to target single individuals full time.
And these operations were not simply about surveillance or intimidation. As McFarland notes, these coordinated attacks would often serve to virtually imprison, incapacitate, and ultimately drive the victim to insanity, suicide, or murder. Like many targeted individuals have been driven to suicide without even being aware that they were being attacked by someone. These attacks are often done completely covertly in ways that many targets actually have doubts whether or not they are actually being targeted. This can be very disorienting, and it would be difficult for a victim to be truly sure if the incidents are real and intended, or figments of their imagination and paranoia. An example, many targets in the United States have checked into mental institutions on their own because they thought they were going crazy. And I'm sure this happens on a daily basis. But for every target that goes to an institution or is put there or is put in jail, there are 10 more coming forward free to speak their mind and become activists and join the fight, join the community, join to stop this atrocity. Join to live once again your life that was stolen. Fear of embarrassment and ridicule surely prevents many victims from even talking about it. And this is why an awareness and comprehension of these activities is widely needed. We must have common ground where we all can talk, meet, discuss strategy. For targeted individuals, it may be instructive to look over the spiritual approach to self-protection that L. Grace Christian speaks about in a previous article, Meet a Targeted Individual, which I will share with you shortly. This woman shares her experience with directed energy weapons and more. Others have found that banding together for individual support or even collective litigation is a way to deal with it. Of course, there are currently very few champions of this cause, either in government, law enforcement, the judiciary, or the mainstream press. All efforts need to align with removing the stigma associated with these phenomena and bringing credibility to it
whereby victims will be widely listened to, believed, and respected as our diplomats in China and Cuba. Are widely listened to, believed, and respected. As for the rest of us, the main tool at the disposal of the awakening community is consciousness. We need to be the ones listening and paying attention. It is important for each of us to incorporate the testimony of the many credible, self-identified, targeted individuals. This would lead into our broader understanding of the kind of tyranny and enslavement we are up against, as well as proliferating information and having discussions about this phenomenon. We can all use this phenomenon as a way to come together and as another instigator to our collective awakening, which can eventually become powerful enough to dissolve all the veils of deception and put the fate of our lives and our civilization back in our hands. Wouldn't you love to have your life back the way it was before all this started? Wouldn't you love to pick up the phone and talk to one of those friends or family members who have turned their back on you? Do you realize the amount of damage that has been done to you? Physically, psychologically, monetarily. Well, what dollar amount do you place on the life of a human being? And I don't care where you live, what price do you place on the life of a human being being tortured every day, 24/7, 365 days a year? They don't take days off. We have to look to our legal minds to put together cases and attach these mysterious dollar amounts and to end this once and for all. The following is taken from an article from L. Grace Christian, a medical, intuitive, and targeted individual I have interviewed and been in regular communication with since the publication of my article, U.S. Government Accidentally Releases Electromagnetic Mind Control Documents in FOIA Request. It's not funny, but some of those documents released were actually documents that were provided by Eleanor White. If you don't know Eleanor White, she is at the foundation of the community. It all leads back to Eleanor White. She started the fight. This gentleman has edited the information she has provided, but in essence, these are her words, representing her struggles and triumphs in dealing with the devastating effects of gang stalking and directed energy weapons. First, I want to acknowledge and honor all the individuals enduring the ongoing torture of being a targeted individual, especially those who have experienced it for many, many years. Awareness is a big thing for us. People must become aware. All targeted individuals that I have met are super aware, super intelligent, and great people. I've never met a bad one. And I am no one to judge whether somebody is good or bad. A growing number of people, such as myself, report having both been stalked and harassed by others and subjected to satellite-based directed energy weapons. Now, this is something that you have to think about. You can drive from here to California if you like, and your targeting will be seamless without gaps. Without any interruption. Without any problems on their part. That RNM-derived V2K will still be there. The only logical assumption, the only logical conclusion to your hypothesis, is the fact that these attacks are being launched from satellites. You might think it's your next door neighbor. It might be. Do you know why? He may have accessed a website on the dark web that connects him to a satellite. Their systems can be hacked. And I have run into documents that say how. Such claims continue to evoke skepticism on the part of the general public. Can you blame them? If they look at you, they don't see anything. Bad, that is. They don't hear anything. All they hear are your cries for help.
Thank you, folks. We are going to commercial.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And I would like to personally thank John Statmiller, the owner of the station, and my producer, Mike S., for making the truth possible. Try and tell these stories that are truths somewhere else. Once again, I thank you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, what is a targeted individual? Part two. And occasionally revisiting the secret rating system. The secret rating system was born in China. Now, in 2011, ex-employees from Google started a company called SIFT. Now, SIFT, you can imagine what that stands for. Sifting the sand for problems that aren't there. So, with that, you can have the best credit in the world. If you don't measure up to this system, you won't get anything. You won't get a car. You won't be able to buy real estate because you'll be denied without explanation. For reasons we cannot share, we have decided that at this time, your request for a loan in the amount of blank has been refused. When this happens, go to your attorney general. Go to the Interstate Commerce Commission and demand answers, because it will happen. This is what I mean about research. TIs, research. Every day for hours. So I would say that the TIs know more about what's going on in this government than the government does. So be careful, folks. Look very closely. Good night. And God bless. Thank you for listening. My name is Frank Allen.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.